Battle praise is not politically correct praise. Battle praise is I don't care who's looking, I'm going to praise. Battle praise is, I don't care if you talk about me, I'm still going to praise. Battle praise is, I don't care if you praise with me. If I have to shout all by myself, I'll shout anyway. If I'm the only one that shouts, if I'm the only one that stands, if I'm the only one that prays, if I'm, oh, I gotta have God. I need God more than I need you. I need God's favor more than I need your opinion of me. I need God's favor more than I need your likes on my social media. I need God's favor if it makes me look like a fool, if it makes me look desperate. Well, guess what? I am desperate, and I'm going after God with everything. If God don't come through, I won't come through, and I know it. If God doesn't come through, I won't come through. But if I can get to him, he will send my enemy in the exit door, and I will be free. Oh, I just got to get to Jesus. I just got to get to God. Whatever that means, if I got to raise my hand, if I got to run, if I got to dance, if I got to kneel, I don't know what I got to do, but I just got to get to Jesus, whatever it takes. Battle praise is a do or die praise. Battle praise is a life or death praise. Battle praise is what won the war for Jehoshaphat when he sent a choir in front of his army and the Lord ambushed the enemy. Battle praise is what caused the chains to fall off in the Philippian jail when Paul and Silas began to praise God. Battle praise is what caused the walls of Jericho to come tumbling down. If you can praise God in a battle, he will come near. I'm telling you, here's the secret. Hands up, here comes Jesus. Hands up, here comes God. Hands up, the devil is running out the back door. If you can keep your hands up, God can hold your head up. Oh, if you can keep your hands up, God can lift your life up. If you, oh, give me somebody. Give me an Aaron. Give me an Ur. Somebody that's not afraid to praise. Give me an Aaron. Give me an Ur. Somebody that'll lift their hands when mine get weary. Give me an Aaron. Give me an Ur. Somebody who can go to the top of the mountain and keep worship going until Jehovah Nissi shows up and sends my enemy on the run. Let me tell you something. If you need victory, don't you worry about shouting all by yourself. Don't you worry about what people think about you, what they're going to say about you, because heaven is keeping the record. You need to know that what God thinks about you. You need to know, I tell you, there's two things you need. There's two people that you want to know your name. You want God to know your name, and you want hell to know your name. Yes, that's right. You want God to know your name because the angels rejoice, and you want hell to know your name because they run every time you walk in the door. You want them leaving every time you walk in because there's an entourage that goes with you. You don't walk in there alone. The angels of the Lord encamp round about you and go in with you. Hallelujah. Does anybody thank God? Can anybody thank God right now with me for a season of battle praise that won the battle for you? Oh, come on, give him praise tonight. If God's ever brought you out of the valley, if God has ever brought you out of the storm, if God has ever dug you out of the graveyard, if God has ever brought you out of the fire, if God has ever brought you out of something bigger than you, give God praise tonight that he didn't lift you down. He didn't leave you there, but he was with you all the way to the end. Well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe that's what Isaiah was feeling when he wrote Isaiah 35:3. Strengthen the weak hands and make the firm feeble knees. Say to those who are fear-hearted, be strong and do not fear. Behold, your God will come with a vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Tired hands, no worry. Feeble knees, no worry. Crick in the back, no worry. Pain in the body, no worry. Troubled mind, no worry. Just make sure you understand God will save you. He will come with a vengeance to your rescue. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be tired, but praise him anyway. You may be weary, but praise him anyway. You may be lonely, but praise him anyway. You may be disappointed, but praise him anyway. That is why the last words of the Old Testament say this. The last word, excuse me, not Malachi, but Habakkuk. The last words of the prophet Habakkuk say this. Though the fig tree may not blossom. Braden, you need to write a song to this one here. Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no fruit. That sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? Though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there are no herds in the stall. How many of you know so far it really sounds tough? I mean, the garden is not producing. There's no money in the bank. There's no herds in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heaven. So Moses built an altar and called its name Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my banner. Now, why is this important? Because you have to understand that the children of Israel marched under banners. When they walked out to war, when they marched to war, show them that screen, guys, it shows the banners of the children of Israel. The children of Israel actually march under a banner. That means you know who's coming to help you. Oh, that's the banner of Levi. They've got good warriors. They're the left-handed group. They can fight good. We're gonna win now. That's when somebody was coming. Oh, that's Simeon's coming. Oh, Simeon's got the best arrows. He's got the best bowmen. So we know that Simeon is coming to fight. So when you would go out to war, you would raise up your banner, and the banner would go before you in the battle to let them know what is coming. Oh, I like that. You see the banner first, then you know what is coming next after you see the banner. We see, but they also had four banners that led all of these banners. So they had to line up in tribes. And when they did, they had four banners. You show me the next screen, if you will. These are the four banners. It was the banner of Judah, the banner of Reuben, the banner of Ephraim, and the banner of Dan. Now, I want you to just for a moment think about the emblems on these banners. Here comes the lion, here comes the man, here comes the ox, and here comes the eagle. Does that even sound familiar to anybody? He said, I see a lion, I see a man, I see an ox, I see an eagle, because they're coming to battle. Well, it might sound familiar, because if you go into the book of Revelation and you start reading about the seraphim in heaven, it tells you that the seraphim of heaven, that's what they look like. The man, the ox, the lion, and the eagle. What does that mean? The seraphim are those who have skin like the burning ones. They bring your worship before the Lord. The ministry of seraphim, they are like the coals on the altar. And when you send up praise, it becomes incense. And they bring it to the Lord. And it's like it turns into some kind of holy smoke in the presence of God. That's what they used to do in the Old Testament. And in the New Testament, Testament, they're doing the same thing, but they're using the ministry of seraphim to do that. Well, if you read the book of Ezekiel, go back to that screen, if you will. I want to show them that seraphim one more time. If you go back to the book of Ezekiel actually says the positions of these. He says that in the seraphim's faces, he said, looking straight ahead is the man. He said, that is you walking by faith and not by sight. I have no choice. I just got to keep going. But on the right is the lion, and that is you fighting in battle. And on the left is the calf, the ox, and that is you praising God during sacrifice. Yes, it's a hard season, but I'm praising him anyway. Everybody, no one will blame me if I stayed home, but I'm going anyway. I'm wore out and tired and broken, busted and disgusted, but I'm going anyway. I'm in a season of sacrifice, but I'm not going to miss my opportunity to praise. I'm in a battle, but I'm going to praise him in the middle of the battle. And then there's the flying eagle in the back. That's your successes. Yes, I've succeeded, but I'm not going to worship my success. God says I give him the glory. I'm going to put it in the back so I'm not staring at it all the time. Yes, thank God that I've been successful, but I'm not going to worship me, because even in my successes, he's the one that made me successful. Even in my successes, he's the one that gave me. How many of you believe that God gave you what you have right now? You believe that God is the owner. You are just the steward of everything that the Lord has put in your life. And these seraphim remind us that this is the banner of God coming. No, not only is there an army on the earth, there is another army that's about to approach the Amalekites as well. That might be why God put them in formation. So when they marched, they had to march in a particular formation. I want to show them that formation. And I'm not making this up. I know you think I am, but that's exactly what it looked like when you put the Ark of the Covenant in the middle and you put Reuben on the left and Dan, they're the same size, Ephraim, but the largest tribe, the tribe of Judah, always marched toward the east. And if you can see that, you are seeing that it is bigger than an army. It is an army that is forming a cross that says, we are coming to take out the Amalekite. We are coming to take. You do not have to live in temptation another day. You don't have to live in struggle another day. God has got an army that is coming to take them out. That is why Isaiah 59 says, so they shall fear the name of the Lord and his glory from the rising of the sun. For when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And you know what happens when the enemy comes in like a flood? This is what they see. Show them the last slide, guys, if you will. They see this banner coming toward them. God is my banner. God is bringing seraphim and cherubim and archangels. I'm not fighting alone. My hands are up. All I got to do is keep surrendering. All I got to do is keep praising. If I'll not give up and I'll stay in a praise position, God said, I'll bring my banner and I'll bring my army. I'll bring my angels, and we can put any enemy to flight. We'll put every generational curse down. Every lie the enemy's told you, we'll put it down. We'll conquer the attitudes. We'll conquer the emotions. We'll conquer the things that you can't conquer, the behaviors that you can't conquer. Get this in your head tonight. Some things cannot be resolved in the natural, not when you're fighting a spiritual warfare. Some things can only be resolved in the spirit realm. So find your three that will go up on the mountain and raise their hands and say, guys, stay with me till we win. Stay with me till it's over. I've been doing this way too long. I'm weary. I can't do it by myself. I need somebody who'll fast. I need somebody who'll pray. I need somebody who'll pray. I need somebody who'll worship. Find me three, God, that'll go up on the mountain and help me win. Hallelujah.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand his kingdom around the world.